Part 1. Listen and look. Now you listen and tick the box. 1. How many suitcases will they take?
Are we going to take all the suitcases?
No, I don't want to take the big green one. It's too heavy. You and I will have one each, and Dad will take two.
So that's 4.
No, 5. Don't forget your brother's suitcase.
2. What time does the plane leave?
And when does the plane leave? Did you say 12:30?
Oh, you ask so many questions, Paul. No, 12:15.
And we have to be there 1 hour before that, at 11:15?
That's right.
3. Where will the family have lunch?
Will they give us some lunch on the plane, Mom?
They don't have lunches on this plane. We'll take some sandwiches and eat them at the airport.
Can't we have lunch at the hotel?
You'll be hungry before that.
4. What must Mum remember to put in her bag?
And have you got the dictionary and all the money we need?
Yes. Everything is ready, Paul.
How about the torch? We might need that at night. There might be snakes or spiders there.
Oh, I forgot that. I must remember to put one in my bag.
5. What will Paul wear tomorrow?
So, Paul, are you all ready? How about your clothes? Are they all in your bag?
Yes, but not my jeans and best sweater. I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
You'll be too hot in those. Wear your new shorts and t-shirt.
But they're at the bottom of my bag. Oh, all right. I'll get them. I can't wait to leave.
Now listen to part 1 again. 1. How many suitcases will they take?
Are we going to take all the suitcases?
No, I don't want to take the big green one. It's too heavy. You and I will have one each, and Dad will take 2.
So that's 4.
No, 5. Don't forget your brother's suitcase.
2. What time does the plane leave?
And when does the plane leave? Did you say 12:30?
Oh, you ask so many questions, Paul. No, 12:15.
And we have to be there 1 hour before that, at 11:15?
That's right.
3. Where will the family have lunch?
Will they give us some lunch on the plane, Mom?
They don't have lunches on this plane. We'll take some sandwiches and eat them at the airport.
Can't we have lunch at the hotel?
You'll be hungry before that.
4. What must Mum remember to put in her bag?
And have you got the dictionary and all the money we need?
Yes. Everything is ready, Paul.
How about the torch? We might need that at night. There might be snakes or spiders there.
Oh, I forgot that. I must remember to put one in my bag.
5. What will Paul wear tomorrow?
So, Paul, are you all ready? How about your clothes? Are they all in your bag?
Yes, but not my jeans and best sweater. I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
You'll be too hot in those. Wear your new shorts and t-shirt.
But they're at the bottom of my bag. Oh, all right. I'll get them. I can't wait to leave.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Mum, can we have a party for Dad's birthday?
Oh, yes. That will be nice.
But it must be a secret.
All right. But when shall we have it? It's his birthday on Tuesday, but that isn't a good day for a party.
How about Sunday?
Okay.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
We can have the party in the evening.
The afternoon will be better, Peter, because you have to go to school on Monday.
All right. What time can we have the party then?
3:30, I think.
Okay. How many people can come? 20?
Not that many. Just the family and a few of Dad's friends. I'll make enough food for 12 people.
Can you make a big square cake? And it must be green. That's Dad's favourite.
I'll try. But you must help me too. There will be a lot of things to do.
OK. Give me something to do now. Shall I tidy the dining room?
No, you don't need to do that, because we can eat outside in this lovely weather. So can you please tidy the garden?
That sounds boring.
I know, but we want everything to look nice, don't we?
Yes, you're right. What present shall I get him?
How about some new gloves? He needs some for his golf, and he's lost his old ones.
But that will be expensive.
Well, I'll give you some money. But you must cut the grass first.
OK.
Now listen to part two again.
We can have the party in the evening.
The afternoon will be better, Peter, because you have to go to school on Monday.
All right. What time can we have the party then?
3:30, I think.
OK. How many people can come? 20?
Not that many. Just the family and a few of Dad's friends. I'll make enough food for 12 people.
Can you make a big square cake? And it must be green. That's Dad's favourite.
I'll try. But you must help me too. There will be a lot of things to do.
OK. Give me something to do now. Shall I tidy the dining room?
No, you don't need to do that, because we can eat outside in this lovely weather. So can you please tidy the garden?
That sounds boring.
I know, but we want everything to look nice, don't we?
Yes, you're right. What present shall I get him?
How about some new gloves? He needs some for his golf, and he's lost his old ones.
But that will be expensive.
Well, I'll give you some money. But you must cut the grass first.
OK.
That is the end of part two.